Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Sports Radio 610, live from outside Minute Maid Park at the corner of Crawford and Congress for tonight's Game 2 of the World Series. Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, when the World Series is here in Houston, that means we have all the people down, coming down into the city. And with us now is our Odyssey MLB insider, Bob Nightingale, one of the best sports writers, baseball writers in the game. And I need you to help us with a conversation. This show has kicked off real passionate. The listeners are going. Clint feels like after watching this game, and I want to be fair to Clint, not just really the World Series, but even the entire playoffs, he thinks that the Astros and Dusty may need to shake up the lineup a little bit. I don't want to ask if you think they need to, but do you see Dusty, and understanding Dusty, who's been around a long time, you covered him, could you see Dusty actually doing it?
I can't, because I think if he shakes it up, it's a sign that he's panicking. He doesn't want the players to panic. So I don't see it. You know, maybe a couple more games, but yeah, I don't see it at all.
Bob, for me, it's hard to watch Bregman completely lost at the plate, and knowing you've got the AL batting champ and one of the hottest hitters in the playoffs, throughout the playoffs, Kyle Tucker and Yuli Gurriel sitting below him, man, it's hard to watch him struggle and at the top of that lineup along with Altuve. I wouldn't mess with Altuve, but Bregman's the one it'd be hard for me at this point not to move him when those are the two names you're talking about replacing him with.
Yeah, but you're talking about still such a veteran, you know, one that faces the franchise, and he'll be around, you know, Bobby Longer, and all those guys. So I don't think you can mess with him, you know, unless he goes to him and says, okay, drop me down, and I need to have some less pressure. I don't see it right now.
All right, Bob Nightingale with us. The story of last night's game, I think, will affect potentially the rest of the series, is Charlie Morton in the injury, breaking his leg there in the middle of the game after taking a shot to the leg. How big of an advantage is that potentially for the Astros?
No, it's a huge move. I mean, a little bit like the Astros lost Lance McCullers, so very similar. I mean, he just probably wasn't going to go three times. He's going to go, you know, game five, not game seven, maybe relief if there's a game seven. So it's huge. I mean, the bullpen got stretched out last night. Where it might affect them more is when they go to Atlanta, because then you're talking about three straight days with a day off, and then you got some trouble. You know, they need the guy tonight, Max Fried, to go, you know, semi deep, at least six innings. And you know, I saw them in the NLCS. He was just so. He wasn't, you know, pitching up to his capabilities.
Who would potentially replace him now? So I know that he's off the roster and they could bring someone else in. And they've been pretty short when it comes to starters. Who is going to replace him in the rotation if he has to go again?
Yeah, they're brought in a left-handed reliever, Peterson. So you might just do a couple bullpen games.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing to do that. But that bullpen, you know, that was their Achilles heel all season long. But it took you down the stretch. And now they've been pitching lights out.
Yeah, I mean, you say the same thing about the Astros, right? I mean, they were the one we were talking about. The bullpen was who we were talking about all year long, and now, hell, they saved them a couple of times throughout the playoffs. When you look at the two teams' current pitching situation, starters, bullpen, everything, I think obviously the outlook has changed with Morton going down. Who do you give the advantage to moving forward?
You know, probably still Atlanta, just in the sense those guys are so young. I mean, we're talking about Valdez and Garcia and Yerkirti, and that's, you know, that's tough. They just don't have experience. And even last night, Valdez said he was nervous You know, if he's nervous, now the other two guys are going to be nervous. Yeah. So that's the part they don't have. They got the experience in the lineup, which Atlanta doesn't have. But Atlanta's got some, you know, pitchers with experience.
What do you chalk that up to, Bob, with the in terms of just, I mean, golly, I mean, it's feast or famine, man. It's penthouse or outhouse with Framber Valdez. I mean, good
There's
gosh.
No middle.
I mean, that elevator doesn't stop midway up, you know. I mean, it's one of those, like, it's hard to figure that out. In your years of covering the league, Major League Baseball, have you ever seen anything like that just consistently up and down at such critical moments?
I think just nerves. You know, like Max Fried for Atlanta wasn't the same guy, and he had the best ERA in the second half by anybody. But I think the nerves got to him, too. I think it helps Max Fried tonight because he got a 1-0 lead. If they're down 0-1, I think, you know, he might have melted down. But now he's got confidence because it's certainly not a must-win for Atlanta.
All right, Bob Nightingale with us, our Odyssey MLB insider. When you say that, that's crazy to me. I think about this offense. And the Astros, if they're going to have potentially three bullpen games, the Braves are going to have to throw. I mean, they've got to take advantage of that. If they already had one, yesterday was basically a bullpen game for the Braves. And then they're going to have another one in game four after Ian Anderson and Fried pitches. And then potentially another one in place of him. Like that, that has to shift in a major way to the Astros. We saw them struggle yesterday, but I mean, you just can't see these guys with the lineup and the experience they have to just stink it up, and they're going to get to see so much of this bullpen in this series. I mean, this just has to swing thoughts over to the Astros.
Yeah, I mean, the more they see him, the better off they'll be. They hit those guys pretty well last night. I mean, Matzek was lights out, gave up one hit in the NLCS, and that was it. And they were hitting some balls hard. I mean, some balls were getting caught, but they got some free looks for them. So, yeah, the more they see those guys on the stretch, the more it's going to help.
How do you handle Christian Javier moving forward? I mean, obviously with the game four having to be a bullpen game, it looked like Dusty pulled Odorizzi after one hit last night, probably because he knows he's going to have to use him down the stretch in a bullpen game. How do you handle Javier? You think he's up in hot guns hot today, or do you think he's in the holster for something a bullpen game in game four?
No, I think you use them. If you need them, go ahead and use them. Yeah. I thought it was very encouraging for Odorizzi to pitch like that. So I don't think there's any doubt now he's pitching game four. I mean, he was lights out.
Yeah, that's interesting. I thought he may have tipped his hand by going with Odorizzi yesterday and trying to potentially save Christian Javier, but that is the case, though. He does have those things there set up for him. All right, we're one game away from moving to Atlanta. And that's going to be some real decision-making for Dusty there. You've covered Dusty. What do you think he does in this situation in the outfield? Because, I mean, they've got Alvarez, they've got Brantley, they've got Tucker. None of those guys are center fielders, but none of those bats you want to take out. What's your thoughts on what Dusty will potentially do with that?
I think you're going to play Tucker out there. Mm. You know, he can certainly do it. You know, he's athletic enough. So I think Tucker plays center. Then fill in the other guys. I mean, you're right. I mean, that's tough in the National League without having the DH where you're used to it. But I think Tucker's a natural guy to play center.
Do you think that changes next year? Do you think the universal DH is going to be like this may be the last time a team who has a David Ortiz or in the Astros case a Yordan Alvarez have to be faced with this decision making? Will this be the end of that?
Yeah, it will be. I mean, both the owners want it. The union wants it. More money for the players, more position players. So, yeah, people are tired. People want more offense. They're tired of seeing the hitters, you know, strike out 9 out of 10 times. So, yeah, this will be the last time we see pitchers hit.
Thank God.
another move that's been discussed here in Houston a lot, I don't know how much catching on nationally, but the Castro from Maldonado situation, Castro's bat got hot or had a clutch hit. Let's say he had a clutch hit. He has been hot in the playoffs. And there was several discussions about, hey, man, was it game five or game six? Anyway, one of the games there where Maldonado was clearly struggling, Castro was hot. There's a conversation about possibly playing Castro over Maldonado because of the bat. You know, I think now you look at the way the game popped last night. I guess, what was it, 5-0, 5-1?
Yeah, 5-1 in the fourth.
And
yeah.
Maldonado comes up with runners in scoring position, batting sub-100. The conversation now is should Dusty, at that point, midway through a game, pinch hit Castro and just go with a lesser defensive catcher there. What's your thoughts on Maldonado in terms of Maldonado-Castro dynamic of when and how to handle that?
Yeah, I mean, somebody asked me in the press box last night, you think you should pinch hit here? I go, God, it's early, only fourth inning.
Yeah,
and Dusty said that, yeah, later on after the game. You got to remember, too, I mean, Maldonado means so much to the pitchers. And you pinch hit for a guy in the fourth inning, you kind of lose him. Like, oh, my God, this manager doesn't have any faith in me pinching in the fourth. You know, what's going to happen, you know, next game, the game after that? So you got to instill some confidence. And that's why Dusty's been so successful, that the players believe in him and he gives those guys confidence. A lot of those guys play over their head.
Yeah.
Our Odyssey MLB insider, Bob Nightingale, we thank you so much for joining us. Real quick, one last thing. Two guys, will they be Houston Astros next year? Dusty Baker, Carlos Correa.
Dusty Baker, definitely. He'll get a one-year contract with, you know, probably worth $3, $4 million. Maybe even a manager option after that. But he's definitely coming back. Correa, no way. They're not going to give him that kind of money. You know, they might go up to 5 years at 150. I think he's looking for closer to 300. You know, maybe ends up in Texas, maybe ends up Detroit, but it won't be here.
Damn it, Bob. But Texas would be tough to swallow right there. You think it's the 300 number, or you think it's a double-digit years in the contract? What is these guys in Major League Baseball right now, what are they? Because it is a pride thing. It's a competition, right? I mean, it is at the highest level of every sport, every professional sport. Is it that double-digit year? Is it that 300, that 300 number?
Well, the problem with when the Fernando Tatis got the 340 and then Lindor got 341, Correa is a better shortstop than Lindor. So he's going to be looking over for, you know, for 342. He's not going to get it, but he wants something close. So a lot of times his ego thing, too, is like, if this guy gets this, I need it, too. But, yeah, I don't think any way, talking to Astro people, they're going to go even to 200.
Wow, I mean, you sound real confident when you said that about Dusty and Carlos Correa.
Is that Crane or Click?
What's that?
Is that the owner or the GM?
That one? I mean, Dusty's definitely coming back. I mean, crazy. If all the stuff the Astros have gone through PR-wise, it'd be a complete nightmare. So, no. Hey, if Dusty's going to the Hall of Fame, you know, he's got about five different caps he could wear. If he stays here, good chance he might be wearing an Astro cap.
All right, Bob, thank you so much for joining us, man, giving us your time. Enjoy the game tonight. Hopefully the Astros can even this series so we can have an enjoyable World Series down the stretch. Appreciate you joining us again.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right, that was Bob Nightingale, our Odyssey MLB insider, joining us. We'll be watching the game as well. Coming up, big news here with the Deshaun Watson front. It is not making Nick Caserio's job any easier. We'll discuss that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.